I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
Okay, wow, that was a interesting leggy intro by me. Silver Sonic, I'm not exactly sure how you're... I'm looking at the logs. I have no idea what's going on. Maybe if I grant you moderator privileges, maybe that'll unlock it. Everyone get banned or something? Huh. Well, that is certainly strange. Bear with me, folks. Technical difficulties. No, that's not the right window. I want the main panel. It's saying that everyone's banned. I don't know how that is. That doesn't even give me an option in the chat thing here. Tell you what, let's clear all the chat messages. Well, this is an interesting intro for the week. See, no one's banned. According to this, no one is banned. I have no idea what's going on. Unless the live stream's dicking around with it, which is certainly a possibility. I don't see anything that would indicate that the chat room has been shut down. It's not a moderator-only chat. There's no required login. What do we got here? What does that do? This enables timestamps. I have no idea what's going on with this, but I didn't ban anyone. Okay, well, it's certainly an interesting way to start the show. We'll have to get started on that early tonight, huh? yeah, I have no idea what's going on with that, and I guess it's something else I'll have to add to my checklist. Wow. Well, now that that's out of the way and no one can chat in live stream chat, what's going on with everyone else tonight? you know... That kind of sucks, really. I don't know why it's doing that. And, let me log out and go in my channel configuration here. See, in order to verify, you had to actually have no copyright infringing material. And I am not sure about that. I have no idea what it's doing. No, I'm not paying $300 a month for a regular channel here. Oh well, I'll check it out after the show is done. In the meantime, I've already asked what's up with everyone. It's another week closer to Ascent, which I'm still I'm kind of debating if I should try to do a live stream or just an RSN live special at the event. Part of me says go for it, but the overwhelming part of me says don't do it. And I've gotten some suggestions to, you don't have to actually do it at the convention. You can just do it at the hotel. But I don't know. I honestly don't know what to say to that. Other than that, I don't think you can see it, but one second. Let me pull up my little preview here. Oh, yeah, no, you can't see it, but I do have a another piece of equipment that I'm in the process of setting up. That little, that big box here, in this general direction. It's my replacement for... Come on, finger up a little bit. That thing right there. That thing. I'm replacing my TiVo with a custom-built home theater PC, which I got all the parts in the process of setting up. It's just a matter of getting the cable card and Comcast to work. And, of course, since it's Comcast, it's inherently nearly impossible to get working properly right away. I don't know why. Comcast has got to make this uber complicated. And the first time I actually tried to set up my my cable card, it took like 3.5 hours because I didn't know what I was talking about, even though they're federally mandated to give out cable cards. Fun times, fun times. Other than that, freaking crazy weather here up in the north. I don't know how it is up in Silver Sonic's area, but down here in Chicago, it's been in the 80s all week. And in case anyone's wondering about the echo, by the way, I have no idea how to fix it. No idea. I've tried to figure that out, and I just can't get anything to work. So, I think the high today was like 83. No idea why. Then again, it is. I think it is officially spring now, isn't it? I had to Google this. This is how dumb I am. Yeah, it's already spring, so it's not that crazy anymore. But, like, you know, it's a little weird when it's tail end of winter and it's, 87 degrees outside. I don't think we're going to get much snow in the upcoming years, but it is also going to be a insanely hot summer. Yeah. Well, hopefully this weather sticks around for ASENT, because, a good chunk of that takes place outside. And I've been there one year where it rained a lot, and it's no fun. It's not everyone's out and about, regardless, in the hotels and whatnot, but it's not the same when you can't just walk around and see random, characters out in the streets. It's very WTF for anyone who's, just driving through. And since River Road, which is where the convention center's on, is a through street. Yes, I am live, Shannix. No, it's a through street. So, I'm pretty sure everyone's kind of like, what the hell is going on here? I'm rambling. Again, it's what I do best, right? So, 6 p.m. is midnight, man. Anyways, so other things is I've had people talking to me about my computer says 6:14, Jadix. Maybe you need to double check your computer, sir, or maybe I need to go to World Clock. And of course, since it's Firefox, this doesn't work. Alright, what do we got here? London, London, show me London. London, 11:15 p.m. Maybe I am going insane. What's it say for Chicago? 6:15. Oh! Daylight savings time. Right. I guess it changes everything. Oh, dear. Actually, it's no longer ST. It's... Or is it... Is it ST? I thought it'd be DT. Anyways, I've had people asking me about, if I was going to Sonic Boom or Summer of Sonic. And since I'm not willing to spend the money to fly out to California for Sonic Boom, what makes you think I'm going to Summer of Sonic, which, for those who do not know, is in London? That ain't happening this year. I've spent quite a bit of money already on computer upgrades, and I've already got ASIN set up. So, maybe next year. We'll see. Maybe next year you'll be able to see voice at Summer Sonic 2013 or Sonic Boom 2013. Seems like that one would be more feasible to go to. Never been to California. Could be interesting. Other than that, it's the second week here where my system has actually worked properly. Isn't that awesome? And in case anyone's actually wondering why I look this way a lot, it's because over here is where the actual computer is that's streaming all the audio that you're hearing that this mic is hooked into, and then it, you know, pipes its way to the desktop, which is where Livestream is running off of. I've really got not much to talk about. Okay, I think I'm going to go ahead and... let's go ahead and... I don't even have the window open. Seems like every week I'm prepared in one front, but not in another. I've noticed this. No, synergy's starting to act up. You'll work. What we got? We're gonna do some remixes. Why not? We're gonna do some remixes. They could be good, they could be bad. I don't know, I've never really listened. I don't really listen to a lot of remixes. I don't know why. Some of them are pretty good. But, you know. What can I say? I'm crazy. I could also probably update some of my music while I'm here, huh? Let's see. I could put Tales Adventure in here, but, I don't know if that'd be a good idea or not. Still looking. Don't worry. We'll find something. That song's gonna start over again shortly. I should probably hurry it up. Wow. That's a good title, actually. But it's short, which means I had to add another track. Okay, let's see, we got one more track to go. You know what, I'm just gonna go full out and just throw, and it starts again. We're gonna close from Generations music on there. That's a pretty big block, actually. You guys really want Sonic 06? You guys are sick. Sick-minded individuals. You guys just want to see me suffer tomorrow night. That's what it is. Whoa, what the heck just happened here? Folder cannot be displayed. It's a calling. My computer is saying don't do it. No, today isn't. But we'll go ahead and, play this song because it's very reminding of how bad Sonic 06 is. So, I will be right back. This is, Voice RSN Live. Oh, shoot! I completely forgot. Before I go off on the break here, and now that we're 21 minutes into the show, those of you who are listening to the live stream that aren't in the chat room or are listening to the podcast and are wondering, who am I talking to? I am on the Sonic Stadium IRC chat room on Surreal Chat, which has been very splitty today. Very splitty. It's been splitting like every hour on the hour, but I'm also in Radio Sega and Radio Nintendo, and I'm also in the good old RSN channel, which is on the Afternet IRC network. So both of those networks you can get there, surrealchat.net and afternet.org, and it shouldn't be that hard to look up information on how to get in. So again, this is Voice RSN Live. I'll be back shortly. love that that slow fade out, man. It just reminds me of that GIF where I fly off into space and it just slowly fades out. Horrible times. Horrible times. I really don't want to play that game anymore, but I've kind of resolved to play it through. And what is now being dubbed Friday Night Failures with Voice by M20, it appears we've decided this is going to be a regular thing. So, when I play that game, I'm going to have to use some more or heavier stuff than this. So, something else that was kind of going on is, as you know, I'm slowly getting involved in getting my show up on Sega Media. Doing a horrible job of it, by the way. Horrible job. I still haven't uploaded last week's show. I haven't worked on last week's show. But then again, it's not like there's that much work involved. I just add an extra second. That's all I do. I add an extra second, and then I export it as MP3. And everything's good. But anyways, there's a new feature that's being rolled out. Sega Sonic Live TV, I think was the name. I keep misplacing the live and the TV. The basic idea, from what I get, is it's, if any of you's ever heard of Twit TV, it's gonna be like that, only Sonic related. Which, you know, me, I honestly would love to be able to do that kind of stuff. Seriously. I spent the last 30 minutes prior to this show looking up a NewTek TriCaster 300, which, by the way, those are like, I see them online on eBay for like $5,000 used, and I keep hearing the number 12,000 floated around online for a brand new one of those units. And but God, if I could get one of those, that'd be friggin' amazing. You know, don't get me wrong, I think Leo's advice is bad most of the time, because it seems to me most of his advice comes down to, your PC's not working right. Well, maybe you should just go ahead and buy a Mac. That's really what his advice comes down to, at least from what I've seen. Maybe it's changed. It's been a while since I've watched the Twit Network. But that's just, essentially in a nutshell, that's what Sega Sonic TV is trying to go for. And still in preliminary testing. In fact, I don't even know if I should be mentioning this, but he hasn't responded. And, you know, he being fast feet. If it isn't, I can just scrub this from the podcast and then go all Men in Black on you and just wipe your mind. I can't really do that, so. But he's been posting into the chat room, so I'm assuming it's public at this point. By the way, that's Sega Media is the channel name on Surreal Chat, in case you're interested in that. But I'm interested in that kind of stuff. I don't know why, but I am. I've been wanting to do my own show for like years now, and this was like the perfect excuse to actually try and do it. I've tried in the past to do these kind of. One second. I just realized my mic was on there. Now the live stream shouldn't sound messed up. No, I've been wanting to do like a radio show since at least like 2007, but I've always had a little bit of difficulty because at the time I was kind of a noob at Linux, at least the desktop portion of it. I've been using Linux for servers since like 2001. But desktops, I really didn't get that into it until 2007. And especially after 2006 is when I really got into it, because as a college student, it basically boils down to, if it's free, you're going to use it. $170 for Windows versus free for Ubuntu. There's no contest. Then I didn't do a lot of PC gaming at the time. I was still hacking away at the... When did I get the PlayStation 3? I want to say 2007 I got that. You also saw an Xbox 360 over there when I showed you my new HTPC earlier. Yeah, I haven't really used that much. Maybe a grand total of 3 hours. I just can't find a reason to use it. It's not that good of a game console compared to, like, the PlayStation 3. I'm sure I'm stirring up the hive nest here by saying that, but I think the Xbox 360 is a lackluster client at, console at this point. And you can actually see that, by the way, in Sonic Generations. The Xbox 360 has, like, the worst of the graphics. That said, I did watch a playthrough of Generations on the PlayStation 3. It took them 18 seconds to load a level. Wow. That is like... Hold on 1 second. Yeah, no, that is crazy. 18 seconds to load a level. Wow. My PC takes 2 seconds to load these levels, less than. So. I don't know why. It just confuses me and perplexes me that they seem to have these issues. But it sounds like everyone's like... It sounds like a lot of developers for game consoles focus on the... And then they go and do whatever. And I think that needs to change, because, like I said, the 360 at this point is a POS. It really is. It's been out since, what, 2005 now? And they're starting to reach the maximums on the... They're starting to reach the max on the game console. We're starting to get games that are taking multiple discs now, because Microsoft didn't want to license out Blu-ray drives. They felt very confident in HD DVD. We all know how well that went. And even then, the games are using standard dual-layer DVDs. So, at 8.5 gigs, I believe, is the size of a standard dual-layer DVD. Sonic Generations just about maxes it out. Because I think, well, hell, even with the DLC, it's like 9 gigs. At least on my computer, it's 9 gigs. So, we're reaching the size capacity on that. The graphics, this is kind of a subjective thing, I think. It's really up to the player. My opinion is that the 360's graphics, the visuals, are less than the PlayStation 3 and the PC. So, it's losing on that front. Storage is another issue. I think the new ones have internal drives now, but as you saw, I have one of the originals, which means I have to buy the expansion module to store anything, and I think that's crap. I'm not going to do that. If I want wireless, both Nintendo and Sony were, you know, good enough to think about this beforehand and be like, huh, you know, everyone's kind of got wireless networks now. Maybe we should put wireless, NICs in our consoles. And that's okay. And then Microsoft comes around. Wireless? Who the hell uses wireless on game consoles? So, and then when they realize people that you actually do use wireless on their game consoles, they're like, well, we'll release a USB adapter that's like $80. No. That is crap. That's another creptacular craftness that they pulled. So that's another reason why I think the Xbox 360 sucks. Red Ring, a very legitimate reason to hate the 360. The one I have actually broke. It's actually my brother's. Here's what happened. It broke in my brother's ownership, and he gave it to me because he kind of figured it was junk, and I just parted out. And it was still under warranty, so I sent it out, and it got repaired. So I got a free 360. Don't you wish you could get a free 360, Shaddix? Boom. So that's why I have a 360, and I don't really use it. Is I think it's a piece of crap, and I think the PlayStation does better, even though it's made by one of the worst media companies out there. Sony's just horrible. I'm sorry, they are. You can't defend them. I need to change music out. Change the music. I don't like Sony as a company, just because of their practices, which is, you know, kind of an awkward moment that I have one of their pieces of hardware just sitting over there. I also think that Sony is a stupid company overall. I mean, you saw how much they bragged about the PlayStation 3 not getting hacked. And what happened? A week later, it gets hacked and they get all so happy about it. I'm sorry, they should have been forced to accept their stupidity on that one. Oh well. What can I say? Stupidity comes around. Another swig here. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Oh, in other news, we'll forget about that. That's not really that important. Anyways, going back to what's going on here, what I was talking about. So, with this Sega Sonic TV, like I said, it's kind of like Twit TV, but, and I would really, really love to be able to get that kind of setup that Leo has, but if what I hear is true, that cost $1 million to set up here. Let me pull one up here. Let me pull up a picture here. So, this is actually the old studio. Let me pull up the new studio, the one that cost like a crap ton of money. I think it's this one. Yep, that's a new one. So, this is their... Well, let me pull it up over here. This is their new studio that they have now. And apparently Hitman is 75% off on Steam. So I would love to get that kind of like video setup to do stuff around here. But then again, there's really not that many people I could do interviews with. So, oh well. It can always be a dream. It can always be a dream. So, the software they use, or well, the hardware they use is called the TriCaster, which is some super fancy, expensive video switch. And if I can find it real quick here. Let's see. Actually, you know what? Let me load up the old studio. Because that one looks more realistic and be more like what I would try to set up. So, here's the, I don't know if you'll be able to see it. Let me change the screen res. I can't change the screen res. Okay, well, we'll do it like this. I don't know if you can see that too well, the whole studio setup he's got there, but I would love to have that kind of thing just to play around with. That kind of stuff interests me for some reason. So, who knows? Maybe one day I can save enough money to do that. In the meantime, I'm stuck with this method for now. Oh, and in case you're wondering why it looks like I'm sweating balls off in here, it's because it's currently probably... I just closed the door. It's like 87 degrees in here. So, and with the computers in here, I'm pretty sure that's just overheating everything. Yeah. What did I miss? What did I miss? Apparently I missed something. Don't worry, it's just some Sonic Stadium drama. It's nothing really to worry about. In the meantime, I'll just get some music ready to roll here. Because it's time for a music break. I'm sure you guys are, you know, annoyed of hearing me talk and ramble at this point. So I will pull up a track. Guess what? It's going to be from Sonic 06, because you guys are sick and demented. You're going to request it anyways. Pull back. Let's see what else we can get in here. We will pull in some Generations. Actually, you know what? No, let's pull back. It's been a while since we heard some Sonic dubstep, so it's time for some Sonic dubstep. Yeah, we'll hear the original version of this. Why not? Some Sonic dubstep. And let's see what else we can pull in here. Yeah, you're gonna hear that a lot. We'll put in some of that. Okay, what does that give me here? Insert control. Okay, well, like I said, I'm going to go ahead and start, so I'll be right back. We'll be right back. All right, guys. Well, you know what? It's been another hour of me ranting. And there's still people listening. I don't know why. I don't know why you guys are amused by this. That said, I do understand that the intro for this show has gotten very old very quick. So, not soon, but in the future, I will be changing the intro. Maybe after the 24th show. That seems like a nice number to start changing things up a little bit. So, after show 24, I will retire E-Rock for the time being. What I will replace it with, I have no idea. But I'll have to find something. I'll also have to see if I can make some custom promos again. Because I've got those RSN radio promos I made years ago, and they get stale. You know what I mean? They get stale. So, that said, let me go ahead and get my final track in. There's always a final track. And, of course... We're going to go ahead and go with the Sonic X Japanese credit sequence music. Just because it seems like a good way to end by using credit music. So this has been Voice RSN Live. And I will see you next week. So until next week, bye-bye.
You are listening to RSN Radio.
All we do is eat crumpets and drink tea. Is there something wrong with that?
For more information, visit www.randomsonicnet.org.